Russian pop star Valeria is wildly popular at home and in neighboring countries. She has sold 100 million CDs. She hopes to break into the British music market, where she has been dubbed the Russian Madonna, with an English version of her album, Out of Control. But all is not as wonderful as this dazzling success would imply. Valeria is the first one to acknowledge that appearances can be deceptive.
I consider myself as an ex-victim of slavery. I have suffered a lot from domestic violence for 10 years. I was forced to work for a man who was my husband and treated me. He treated me like his own slave.
Her words are at odds with the poised, pretty woman saying them. She does not look like a victim. Tall, thin, and elegant, Valeria looks much younger than her 40 years. Her publicity photos exploit her sexy blonde good looks. In person, however, she appears simpler and more fragile. Her boyish haircut, loose bangs, and big blue eyes belie the suffering she says she had to endure during 10 years of marriage.
My husband was a real monster. I didn't know it before. But he beat me up, he cut me with knives, and sexual exploitation as well, and all kind of all these bad things. So I know how it is. Not easy to talk about it.
Valeria's husband was also her manager. She says he forced her to sign many contracts so she could not work without his permission. She says he took all her money. Finally, she says she got fed up with this abuse, took her three children, and ran away to a small town where her parents lived.
Six of us lived in a small one-bedroom flat for 2 years. And I was a very famous singer at that moment. But for me, it didn't matter anything. I just wanted to be free.
Valeria believes she can draw upon her own experience as goodwill envoy for the International Organization for Migration to help people in danger of becoming victims of human trafficking. Human trafficking frequently involves the trafficking of women and children for sexual exploitation. It also often involves exploitation of agricultural and sweatshop workers, as well as individuals working as domestic servants. Since 1992, IOM reports about 500,000 women left Russia in search of work in neighboring countries. It says many of them ended up being trafficked. IOM's chief of mission in the Russian Federation, Enrico Ponziani, says when people arrive in the country of destination, their passports and travel documents are taken away. They are confined in places where they have no freedom of movement.
And then, at that point, they have become basically slaves. They're fed when the trafficker wants to feed them, and then they have to do everything that they're told to do.
Ponziani says this form of modern-day slavery does not just apply to sexual exploitation. It also takes the form of forced labor, where people do not get paid for the work they do.
They're forced to doing what they're told to do, and if not, they're threatened, beaten, in case of women, raped, etc., etc. Trafficking is both. Touches men, women, children, everybody.
Some 260 victims of trafficking have been helped at an IOM rehabilitation center which opened in Moscow in 2006. Many are Russians, followed by migrants from Uzbekistan, Moldova, and Ukraine. IOM's head of counter-trafficking activities worldwide, Richard Danziger, says it is impossible to get exact numbers of victims who have been trafficked, but he is sure that 260 known victims in Moscow is just the tip of the iceberg. He says there has been a major change in trafficking trends. Russia is no longer a major sending country.
Russia has become a major destination country. Because of the boom in the Russian economy, it's attracting migrants from all the neighboring countries, certainly women, but also men.
Valeria says she will always retain some wounds from her abusive life with her husband, but she says she is using her experience to tell other women who have suffered badly not to feel sorry for themselves, but to act to rebuild their lives, as she has done. So you play with me, hide and seek. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.